to the hotline. Do we have you, sir?
Well, good morning, Texas. It's a Wednesday with W.
Good morning, sir.
Windy Wednesday with
so
W.
Quite windy.
Blustery.
I mean, always on this, particular time during the week on this segment, it's always good to, have a pretty good hold on to your you-know-whats, but this morning I definitely hold on to something sturdy out there. That was that was some nasty weather yesterday, starting off with a storm.
Yeah. Early morning.
Freaking out in the safe space of our respective houses at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Some people were putting bunnies in a sink.
Okay. Can you believe it?
Well,
you realize that's weird, right?
What else bunny in a sink. Am I supposed to do? It was fine.
Then whole half Abilene blew into North Texas yesterday.
My goodness, that's not where it goes.
It was the weather phenomenon. Have y'all brought this up yet? That is known as a haboob.
A haboob.
Yes, we have brought it up.
It rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
The actual name.
It's so silly.
No, I'm being serious.
I know it is.
A haboob.
It went blowing dust storms are called a haboob.
Really
you can't make it up.
Really like that.
I wonder if they ever have haboobs on other planets.
I don't know, like
Uranus.
Okay, all right.
That's enough out of you.
We need to grow up, sir.
Those are all words that are okay to say.
I know, but still.
Oh man, the whole sky turned dark yesterday. It was like the 10 plagues of Egypt. Wait a minute. This all came from West Texas.
Yeah.
Is measles airborne?
Oh, I'm not about that.
Tell you what, yesterday I definitely in that wind I saw a bird flew.
What?
Flew right past me.
Oh, yeah.
Poor little fella. That was
hang on, man.
That was wild, man. The whole sky just turned orange on us.
Yeah.
And so did our TVs last night with the president's president address. What are they the president
addressing address. The Congress.
Joint session of Congress.
Right.
Joint session of Congress. Wasn't a State of the Union.
No,
it was
just the addressing.
Yeah.
Of the joint session of Congress. And some people in the crowd were pretty riled up about it.
Yeah, I didn't like it very much.
Got kicked out, didn't he?
Looks like somebody probably could have used a joint session or a session with a joint.
A little bit. Well,
a guy from Texas needs to mellow out a little bit, heckling Trump in the middle of all that.
Not and dignified.
Decorum.
He was from Houston, and Houston's going to Houston.
Houston does Houston.
But, I don't think I've ever seen that before, and I've done a couple of those things.
Yes, you have.
I don't know if you remember. I was president.
Oh, we remember.
We love that.
Of course, it is tough up there behind the podium, man. It's, half the room just sitting and staring at you, arms crossed. I mean,
I wouldn't know anything.
When that guy from Houston heckled him, even Zelensky was like, whoa, dude, chill.
That's enough.
Tough for him on at least one half of the room. He's getting all sorts of boos and stuff. It's like he traded Luka to the Lakers or something.
Right.
Don't be surprised if Elon tries to make Congress more efficient and eliminates half of it.
Well, they're trying, right?
And speaking of Elon, he actually found a suit to wear. That was impressive.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Didn't wear a ball cap. He dressed up like a big boy. and I guess so, because congratulations, he is a father. And I feel like I just said this a week ago.
The announcement of
baby Elon number 14.
You got to keep up.
14. Which I think is actually the baby's name, Elon version 14.0. I mean, even at this point, Nick Cannon is looking at him like, bro.
That's enough out of here.
Tap the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
Enough with the haboobs.
I don't know if that applies.
Maybe put a tariff on his haboob. Right
there. It certainly help the
don't
national
think that's
debt.
How you use the word.
A lot of people talking about these tariffs. Of course, they kicked in, yesterday?
Yeah.
People talking about the stock market. Speaking of things that, like SpaceX rockets that come down in flames suddenly.
Whoa.
The stock market. Now Trump wants to create the $250
bill.
I heard that.
Yes.
It's going to feature him.
Wow.
His face right on there. The John.
$250 bill.
That tells you something. See, he's getting rid of the penny, and he's going to create a $250 bill.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't think things are going to get cheaper anytime soon. We're going to need them.
We're going to need to pack $250.
And what's this I hear? You're going to...
Yeah.
You're going to be on jury duty, is that right?
Oh, yes, on Monday.
In the sink, boy. That's one way to get out of jury duty, by the way. Just tell them that, hey, last week I put my bunny in a sink. You will be excused.
I'm not going to get out of it.
And then probably asked to come back later for your own inquisition.
Probably.
I'm
yeah.
not sure.
I don't know.
No, that's, you're not going to try to get out of it.
No.
Civic duty.
I'm going to do it.
You're
gonna
do it. I know I said duty, huh?
And Haboob in the sink. Yes, this is landmark right here.
So well, on Uranus.
You know, I hope they can find a...
Yeah.
A jury of your peers.
Oh, well, if I'm selected, yeah.
God help us all if they find 11 other people just like you.
We'll have to see, sir.
Talk about a group of haboobs.
Okay, there it is.
That's my favorite word ever.
I can see
this is a Wednesday with W. God bless Texas.
God bless Texas.
Waking up with KBN.